AM 700 KBYR, Anchorage. It's time for Conversations Unlimited with your host, Dave Stroh.
Good morning and welcome. Let me introduce to you my co-host for this next hour, Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage. He believes that the body has a tremendous power to heal itself and that it just needs no interference for better health. He joins us from our studios here at 9th and Gamble. Good morning, Dr. Kersey.
Good morning, David.
Hey, WebMD caught my eye and interest this past week with a new online article reporting why inflammation can be dangerous. They state the word inflammation has been traced back to the Latin for set a fire. Sometimes, and in some conditions, you may feel heat, pain, redness, and swelling. But in other cases, like heart disease, Alzheimer's, and diabetes, it's not so apparent. And if you didn't go looking for it with an array of tests, you probably wouldn't even know it's there. We begin our first conversation with Dr. Kersey on the fire inside us, inflammation. That is the title of that WebMD article. And just for the record, many of the facts and figures that I'll state here this morning were from that article, and many of the questions were prompted from that same article.
All right.
I just want to go on the record with that.
I hope I can answer some of them.
Why is inflammation not always bad and actually good for us in the short run?
In the short run, that's what it does, right? And you love inflammation.
I do.
You love inflammation.
I suffer with it.
You suffer from inflammation. And we talk about inflammation. Well, Ruber, Dolor, Kalor, Functio, Lacia, that, I mean, it's part of the process when you have an injury, when you get some redness and then you get some heat and you get some inflammation, and the body comes in and takes control and it inflames to start the healing process. So a little bit of inflammation is good because that's what it's supposed to do. We don't necessarily want to decrease all the regular inflammatory processes going on in the healing process in the beginning of an acute injury, but then when you have long-standing inflammation, that's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the inflammation that lasts
chronic.
And then we have an inflammatory diet to go on top of that. And then we have the undetected, right? And we know that the other community loves tests and test and test. And you have to do those tests to figure out, all right, what is really going on? Do you have inflammatory? Are we going to do some blood work and find some inflammatory markers and say, well, we do have some inflammation. But what is the cause of that inflammation, David? And I think that's what they're trying to get to. And that's what we try to get to as chiropractors. Let's get to the cause of the problem. So we want to try to figure out what that cause is and decrease the inflammatory process that began that and then halt those processes.
How soon during a visit can you spot inflammation in a chiropractic patient?
Oh, so we'll have that in a little bit different way.
Right.
And we'll see inflammatory. We can see, like, maybe one of the people you sent in recently.
Yes.
And
my good friend Bob.
Your good friend Bob. And the redness of the face and the inflammatory process going on in his body. And when we let's take Bob and look at his spine. And we decided that before we even took an x-ray, before we actually saw what was going on, just feeling his spine, I said there was an underlying process going on there, and I felt that there was some ankylosing of the vertebra, the big spurs coming out. I remember we talked about that.
Right.
I said, this sounds like something, another process. And that inflammatory process of the ligament in front of the vertebra that became bone, and that's a long-standing inflammatory process of that, and we took an x-ray, and we actually saw that. Sometimes we'll see when we are adjusting let's go with the child I adjusted yesterday, the little 15-year-old, and you go through the spine, and when you adjust, we should be getting a crisp, clean adjustment. We should be getting a nice, when we adjust that vertebra, it should be a nice cavitation of the joint. There should be nice movement in there, and when it's spongy and just yucky and just not real good, we know there's some inflammatory process. I talked to a person the other day, we were adjusting, and I said, wow, super inflammation in the thoracic spine, really not where you used to be. What happened? What was your diet like? And I was at the fair and I ate all kinds of stuff, and I had, you know, and so we can see those things just by checking the person out and knowing a little bit about what they were like before and where their usual is. So we see the inflammatory processes going on. There are different signs and symptoms of inflammation, but like you're saying, you could have underlying processes going for a long time and never know what's going on.
Incidentally, my friend Bob was in a lot of pain. I was just talking to him in general, and his pain was off the charts, and I recommended chiropractic. I recommended Kersey Chiropractic,
right.
And I believe that he's doing much better today.
That guy's happy.
And he's never used it before.
No, and he's not young. right?
No.
He's not super young.
Nope.
And he said that, hey, thanks for being a life changer. Thanks for being, the, you know, changed my life. I mean, that's that hits home after one of his. I got chills right now. But, I mean, that's just, I mean, when you see someone, he's been in so much long-standing inflammation, chronic conditions going on, never really getting to the cause of his problem and just dealing with it and getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And then in a couple days, just he said, you know, I noticed that I could pop out of a chair. He said, it took me so long to stand up. But now I'm just, and this is two visits. This is two, three visits, right? And he's getting up, and he's bouncing up out of the chair, and he's, and now we have some other things to work on with him. And,
absolutely.
But we really do have, we really do have a chance to make a change with Bob.
Dr. Kersey, what devices or tools do you use to seek out inflammation in the human body? While those guys over there are using tests, what are you using?
Well, we use some tests. You know, we can, if there's an underlying condition going on, maybe we will send you for some blood work and figure out what's going on with you and figure out what processes you have going on. We can use our hands to actually determine if there's any kind of inflammatory processes going on. Like with Bob, with the x-ray, is it really an inflammatory process if you have this thing called diffuse idiopathic, I'm not saying that Bob has this, but if you have a thing called diffuse idiopathic skeletal hyperostosis, which is that anterior longitudinal ligament becoming bone, and they don't know why. Idiopathic, diffuse, idiopathic. It's diffuse, it's up and down the spine. It's idiopathic, which means they don't know why. And then skeletal, because it's the spine, and then hyperostosis, excess bone formation. So what is that? That's a hyperostosis. So that's an inflammation. Increased bone formation over time. So those things that we'll see x-ray tools, we'll see MRI, we'll see different markers that are going to tell us if there's inflammatory processes going on. If you have inflammation of a disc, is that disc bulge, is that inflammation? Well, sure, it's bigger than it was before and it's bulging out onto the disc. What was that? That was some kind of process going on there. So we see those little things. Irritation of nerve. Arthritis is an inflammation of the joint. So that's exactly what everybody gets freaked out about arthritis. They think I have arthritis. Well, yeah, man, we told you that like 20 years ago when we saw you have degenerative disc disease. That's the same thing. That's another arthritis. And so all these isses are the inflammation. So if you have this, that, or the other is, that's going to be your markers.
Does inflammation turn bad or chronic after it is supposed to stop from healing an injury or fighting an injury?
Yeah, and it's a lot of when you don't get to the cause of the problem and stop the actual process.
Good point.
You know, you're not going to actually get to an end if you still have the same things going on.
Can chronic inflammation become a long-lasting habit in our body perpetuated by our bad habits over time?
Oh, yes. So that's remember we talked about constructive survival values,
yes.
Destructive survival. How many good things you have going on versus how many bad things you have going on. If you have an inflammatory process, if you know there's some things going on with your organs and tissues and cells, and we think, well, I'm still going to do the same exact things. I'm still going to eat crappy. I'm still not going to exercise. I'm still not going to sleep right. I'm still not going to do chiropractic care because that won't help. Chiropractors can't help that. Okay. So then you do all those things. Well, then you're going to continue to go on the same road. So we want to change that road. We want to get you in a different direction, get your health journey back on track and get you moving forward.
WebMD states that inflamed arteries are common among people with heart disease. Some researchers think that when fats build up in the walls of the heart's coronary arteries, the body will fire back with inflammatory chemicals as it sees this as an injury to the heart, triggering a blood clot that could cause a heart attack or stroke. How does chiropractic work in the prevention of heart disease?
Wow. Well, that's a good one.
That's a whole show right there.
So if we think about the body, and we think about the body fighting things, right? Well, that's innate intelligence. That's the body's inborn intelligence doing what it's supposed to do, adapting and coordinating all systems, all tissues, all organ systems. That's what it does, right? So the body knows that it's smart enough to recognize something, and it's doing that. And then if there's interference and your body can't do those things and can't fight anymore because of long-standing inflammation, and then there's subluxation, which is a two-way street, whether it's the heart going back to the spine or the lungs going back to the spine going back to the lungs and the heart, whatever that is, it's a two-way street. So let's make sure your nervous system is pretty clear so we can make sure we have the proper information going from brain spinal cord out to every single cell in the body, and then from every single cell in the body back to the nervous system, and then working freely that way, that life force coming from above. So we want to make sure that's going on. in order to make sure we have good nervous system health, because the nervous system controls every system in the body. So we'll do that. That's a way chiropractic can help.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as a chiropractor, we're also influencing your activities of daily living with the eating and the sleeping and the exercising and the stress and everything else that comes along with that.
As you know, inflammation, chronic inflammation, and type 2 diabetes have been linked together. Experts say it's obesity that triggers the inflammation, which in turn makes it harder for the body to use insulin. When did you realize as a chiropractor that weight control and management was going to have to be a priority in getting people to better health and wellness?
Yeah, it's a big thing because, you know, I have diabetes. Well, diabetes has me now, and now I'm living my life this way because I have diabetes. If it's not diabetes type 1, insulin dependent because of a different, you know, the islets of Langerhans aren't making they're not producing the insulin. Well, that's a different thing. But if we can control it by diet, I mean, it's pretty simple, right? I have they're telling me I'm pre-diabetic. Well, then change your diet, change your lifestyle.
Because you can change it.
Because you can. You can do those things where we have the availability to actually say, oh, I'm going to change some things. Well, I like to eat. Okay. Well, that's a problem. So when did I first realize that? Well, we have a little thing called Ideal Protein in our office. We're not dietitians. We're not nutritionists. I mean, but we are in a way because we're doctors of chiropractic. But we brought that in a dozen years ago because we had patients that were obese and couldn't exercise, but couldn't get to the point where when the one guy needed new knees, but they wouldn't give him new knees unless he dropped 50 pounds, but he couldn't exercise and dropped to 50 pounds and he doesn't know how to eat. So we got this program of thinking maybe there's a different way to just say, hey, let's do this for people so they can get back on track, and then we can work on their nervous system. Then their adjustments will hold better because they're not as inflamed. They're not going through that. And obesity changes biomechanics. I mean, we know that we're not standing the same way with we're 300 pounds overweight. So I don't know why my knees hurt. I have inflammation of my knees. Because you're super obese, right? So all these things can have a factor, and it all comes down to choices. And what do we want to do? Do we want to change our lifestyle, or do we not want to change our lifestyle? And chiropractors are a great place to start there because we're dealing with that on a daily basis, and we see our patients on a regular basis,
yes.
And we know what their lifestyle is, and we talk to them about that. All right, how's your diet? Are you still like yesterday? One patient, how's your smoking? After her husband died, she started smoking a lot more. Well, she got down to like 5 cigarettes a day. Well, that's great. Now she's back up. Let's change that. It's all about choices. Well, the stress. Well, I know the stress, and I hear you. I have stress as well. But let's figure out how to deal with those stresses.
I was going to say, as a chiropractor, are you alarmed or are you angered by the rise in diabetes these days?
It's kind of frustrating because there's answers out there, and we know that we can change things, and we know that we can make a difference. It angers me that people don't want to choose that. And, well, it's more expensive to eat well. Okay, it is. It is. And that shame on society for not making it easier to eat better on a regular basis. It's easy to go get fast food. So easy to go get, a fast food burger than it is to go home and cook yourself a nice meal.
Mm-hmm.
I had to choke down some salmon. I didn't want to, I had cold salmon because I made salmon on Sunday. And I was like, do I really want to eat this? And I don't eat bread really, but I had a hamburger bun because I did. And then I put two big, huge things of salmon in there and I choked it, and it was dry, and it was, I was like, ah, do I want to eat this? It's good for me. I'm eating it. And I didn't eat all the bread, but it was, yeah. But I mean, I choose to eat things correctly,
right.
And I had a little kale salad from Costco. It was nice. I'm choosing to do that instead of just saying, well, I'm kind of tired. I'm here by myself. I'll just go get a burger. I don't want to do that.
Are you at your fighting weight?
Yes, I'm at my fighting weight. I'm a 182. I'd like to be about a 180 because I'm working out, a little heavier now. So I'm all right with a 5-10 pound increase if it's muscle versus. And I put my new pull up bar at the office. So every time I go upstairs or downstairs, I either hang for my shoulders, which is a great exercise for the shoulder, or I do a few push ups or both, and then maybe do some leg lifts too on there. So I'm doing that every day. So that's been a huge gain because I put this huge pull up bar in the middle of the hallway when you go up and down the stairs of the clinic. So
are you finding that diabetes is more prevalent in children in the 21st century since you began your practice?
Well, sure. I mean, it's you look at the children, you think, why are they able to get to this point? And it's tough because we babysit with devices now, and we just mm-hmm. and we sit there and everybody's eating hot Cheetos and and Takis and all these other things, and they're watching videos, and they're living a more sedentary lifestyle, too.
Chronic brain inflammation is often seen in people with Alzheimer's. Where and how does chronic inflammation begin that it would make its way up to the brain?
Well, that's a good question, right? So that'd be great to find out. Where did the inflammation start? If you throw up your child when you catch them,
yes.
and people think it's great. Well, they like to fly up in the air and I catch them, and they give it that little tiny whiplash every time they come down, and it tears the dorsal sleeve adhesions, and that supposedly causes inflammation in the brain, which causes Alzheimer's later on. So we shouldn't throw up our kids and catch them. So that's a little thing that we think about, because when you say those things, I'm triggered by different little things that I've heard over the years.
Anecdotal
stories.
Yep.
And so I think that, well, I know that I'm not going to do that. I know that if I keep my brain active, I'm not going to have those Alzheimer's symptoms. And who knows what caused it originally? So we have to try to do some research and think a little bit. Because I'll ask people, did you get into a recent accident? Did you fall or did you slip? Nope. And then about 2 minutes later, oh, you know what? I did. And because we don't think about those things.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it's the memory shot on really what happened. And so we have to look a little deeper. And that's called talking to a patient. That's called listening to a patient and actually listening to why they have these problems. And then we can go back and back and back. And then if we go to take an X-ray, well, I don't need an X-ray. Nobody needs an X-ray, do they? Well, it tells a story. And then it tells us really what happened years ago. Okay, when was your car accident 20 years ago? Well, I did have a car accident 20 years. And I've had this problem, and I've had this, and I've had that. Well, let's take a look at those things.
Would you say that chronic inflammation, can you say that chiropractic can be considered an anti-inflammatory response to possibly begin to curb Alzheimer's and or dementia?
Oh, I think yes, because I've seen people do very well. We had a patient yesterday that had some. It's not dysphagia, because that's the
Bruce Willis disease.
Bruce Willis disease. What, she couldn't talk. She could. I mean, she was having that slurred speech, but couldn't get her words out.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going through, and she was apologizing during that time, and she was having all these symptoms. And she came in with one complaint of an arm pain, but it wasn't really arm pain. It was more neck and shoulder, and it was more this. And so we went through all this, and I had to listen. But she was a pretty good storyteller. She told and told and told, and I thought, listen, listen, listen. And then afterwards, the adjustment, and then we were talking. And I said, her husband came in, and I said, notice her speech. And it was completely clear. It was cognizant. It was mm-hmm. right on the money. She said, wow, that's very interesting. It was months of this. But she was now talking a little bit different. So do I think there's a relationship between those? Absolutely. The brain-body connection, every process has to do with that nervous system. And that's something that we have to really remember in chiropractic is, why are we here? What are we doing? We're trying to make that nervous system function. We're trying to get to that innate intelligence to make that thing flow, and we're trying to get that life force back. So does it have to do with inflammation? Yeah, because when we adjust and we create those the cavitation joint, when we stimulate those primary sympathetic muscle spindle fibers, it has an interleukin effect. It has an anti-inflammatory effect. It knows that there's a decreased pain response. All the research is there that shows that, yes, we're celebrating September 18th, 127 years of chiropractic and 125 years of Palmer College of Chiropractic, which is why I'm wearing my Palmer College of Chiropractic sweatshirt and my chiropractic hat.
They've got some great swag, let me tell you.
Good swag, yeah. So it is. I mean, and the research shows that it decreases inflammation. So we know that to be true. But yet the community at large doesn't know it's true. And if we go in there and in a chiropractic practice, we're here to decrease your inflammation. What does that mean? They come in because I just have low back pain. I don't care about my inflammation. Well, it's all a part of that. It's all encompassing.
WebMD states in their new article why inflammation can be dangerous, that chronic inflammation has been and is tied to ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, which are types of inflammatory bowel disease. Why would our body's immune system mistakenly attack the healthy bacteria in our gut, causing inflammation that stays in us, manifesting itself as stomach aches, cramps, and diarrhea?
What? Ouch.
Yeah.
Well, and that's another colitis, right?
Right.
That's another itis. So we have all these itises going on, and then we figure out that, well, maybe it's diet, and maybe, well, I'm gluten sensitive, I'm gluten intolerant, I'm gluten this, I'm gluten that. So people change their diet, and all of a sudden their symptoms seem to go. It's irritable bowel syndrome on one side, but if it changes to the other side, it's Crohn's. It's, you know, you have these different things, and we have to call it different things, but we're really calling it inflammation. You have inflammation because of that. Is it the body attacking for unknown reasons, or is it trying to do its job and trying to figure out what's happening there? It's fighting. Well, what's an antibiotic do, Dave? I mean, it doesn't just attack the bad bacteria. It attacks all the bacteria, right? So it's going to be an anti of all biotics, and that's the life. And so I don't think the body would really actually attack. I mean, it's doing its job. It's trying to get to a response system.
Dr. Kersey, where would you go to reduce chronic inflammation that causes gastrointestinal issues in the stomach?
I go to T6, Dave. I go right there in the middle. Middle of the thoracic spine. That's where we see a lot of inflammation. And then we had a 15-year-old yesterday, and I was examining her spine. We found inflammation, and I asked the mom. I said, "How bad is your stomach?" And she said, "Her stomach is terrible."
Oh.
And I said, "Well, let's look at it, right?" And then we related it to poor posture, head forward, pressure on that nervous system because of that way the head goes forward and the trapezius inserts at the top of the skull and then goes down to the shoulder blades or the shoulders and then comes back in between that mid-thoracic area. We're seeing a lot of that because the head forward posture putting pressure on that mid-thoracic spine, which is the nerves that go to the stomach, and we're seeing a lot of that stomach and irritation and inflammation of gut because of a thoracic issue, which came from a biomechanical issue, which was poor posture and the function followed the form of poor posture, and we got improper function.
You pointed that out in our friend Bob the other day.
Bab. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty common. I mean, the head forward posture, I mean, it's not hard to figure out. You just listen to the patient, you think, and you look at him, and you go, wow, really poor posture. Let's see what else is coming from this.
In just a little bit ago, you mentioned arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. Again, our immune system attacks our body's joints, causing the inflammation that can create the harm. Is chiropractic able to reprogram the immune system to create a positive response instead of a negative attack one?
Yes, David. I think it's going to create a positive response because we're allowing that body to function as it was meant to function. And if we remove the interference, then the body is going to freely, you know, I mean, it's all about nerve flow and it's all about that normalcy and adaptation. It's trying to adapt. It can adapt sometimes if there's interference. But I think even with rheumatoid, we see patients with rheumatoid that actually are a little bit more symptom free. And fibromyalgia, that's a big one, right? People think, oh, I have inflammation out through my body. I have all these trigger points that are tender when I push on them. I have this. Well, we see a huge response with chiropractic and patients with that. So there is that good response to the body to help the inflammation.
Let's talk about the chiropractic response. Inflammation can and will strike suddenly, especially when the human body is fighting an infection. Can the effect and introduction of chiropractic care move just as fast to prevent or eliminate the inflammation that is coursing through us?
Wow. I guess it would all depend on how much momentum is built up.
Okay.
How long have you had this inflammation process? Is it an acute inflammatory response? Is it a chronic? Is it subacute? How long has it really been there? We're going to act fast. You're going to see some really nice stuff come out of an adjustment, and you're going to see it pretty quick. But how long is it going to take? I guess it all is going to depend on how long you've had it and what's really going on with that patient. How many other processes do we have going on at the same time wrong? And then let's try to put some good things in there.
You know, when the inflammation turns concerning, some will want to see their doctor right away for the right treatment. Is the right treatment chiropractic?
I think that it even if you have other things going on, chiropractic can be a part of that. And if you have some other disease processes going on, you should still see a chiropractor to make sure your nervous system is healthy, to make sure you can deal with all the rest of the things that your medical doctor is going to prescribe or surgerize or whatever else. And then so we can work concurrently with them. But I think that should be part of your part of your game.
You talked about the food we eat. Where does our daily diet rank and the types of food we eat rank as to how much inflammation we have and carry around with us?
I think some people can assimilate foods differently than others, and depending on their system. And some people don't get gut aches after a big meal. Some people do. Some people can eat all day long and not have to have bathroom problems. Some people do. So it all depends on what that individual person is. But I think diet, well, who said it? Was it Hippocrates? He keeps showing up. Let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. Yeah, I guess that's what he said. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, food is a big thing. So we don't want a big inflammatory diet. We try to stay away from the sweets and the sugars. And we know that sugar's not good. I mean, we know sugar's not good. Aspartame's no better. Aspartame's a neurotoxin, and I am not a fan of the sugar-free and the aspartame. And they're getting away from aspartame. Why are they getting away from aspartame? Because they know it's bad? Probably.
Finally.
Yeah, finally. Well, that's the most researched chemical there is. Yeah, buy aspartame. They're the ones that did the research. So, that's a tough one. So we have to make sure that we're not putting neurotoxins in our body as well.
Are you concerned that as a society, we are poisoning our bodies in the desire for taste and comfort?
Oh, yeah. Like we had that patient who said, you know, I want to go on a carnivore diet, but I don't like meat. Okay. So, and I like to eat. And so we have to look and see what our choices are and try to figure things out. Now, I'll be going to a seminar this weekend at Palmer College of Chiropractic with Dr. Foley. So we'll be closed Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, which is a rarity that we close. And we're closing in October again for our convention here in Alaska on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So in October. But there'll be food. There'll be ice cream trucks and little things. But even Palmer, when they have their big festival on Saturday night, there's good food. I mean, there's good vegetables, good meats, good fish. I mean, they have those things available. But your choices are that or go and get some Whitey's ice cream. And Whitey's is big in Iowa. But yeah, I mean, the choices are you have to make your choices and just don't succumb to, oh, well, it's there. I'm just going to eat it because it tastes good.
Does inflammation like to live in a host body that stays active, exercises regularly, and maintains a healthy weight? And do you help patients find that balance to create the health and wellness that they so desire?
Wow, and no, inflammation doesn't like that. It doesn't, right? And we know that if we're exercising well, that decreases inflammation. We know that if we're eating well, it's going to decrease inflammation. We know if we're sleeping well, we're going to heal. We're going to recuperate. We're going to enjoy life a little bit better with a little more sleep. So, and with chiropractic care, we know that decreases inflammation. So inflammation doesn't like those things. Sugar likes bad things, and sugar builds upon that. And cancer likes sugar, right?
Yes.
And it builds on that. So if we know that we can do all the things correctly, why wouldn't we?
How effective are supplements, which you talk about a lot, in combination with chiropractic, in helping to dial down chronic inflammation?
You know, I just don't know, but I take them anyway.
Right. They seem to be working.
They seem to be working. And if we are taking things like curcum or turmeric supplement that
zinc.
I take every day. Zinc that I take.
D.
D that I take on a regular basis.
B?
I don't take B vitamins. I don't know why. I don't take a B complex. And then omega-3s. Well, I had some fish last night. I don't want omega-3s. Well, omega-3s, I burp fish when I'm done. Well, take them at night. Take them at night, and you'll burp all night. You won't notice. You won't disturb anybody. So all these things are good. We know they're good. And do they work? How many do you have to take? I don't know. But I'm taking them anyway because I'm doing pretty well. I think you should do pretty well, too. So I'm going to recommend that you take these things. I'm not a vitamin salesman. If you want something, ask me. I'll get it for you, or I have it for you. And that's how we do things.
And speaking of vitamins, what are your thoughts on the use of a vitamin D to boost anti-inflammatory levels in people who are low on the vitamin?
I love vitamin D. I've been talking about vitamin D for at least 25
yes.
years since I – and they've done research. Remember, 20-some years ago, the guy was in Australia taking 60,000 IUs a day trying to get toxicity and couldn't do it. And they were trying to do it. And then they said, well, the recommended daily allowance of vitamin D is 400 IUs. You're not doing anything with supplements of vitamin D unless you're at 2,000, in my opinion. And I take at least 5,000 a day. Sometimes I'll take 25,000 at once, and I'll be good. Now, I'm not recommending everyone take 25,000 IUs, but there's nothing wrong with it. And I think that that's what you should be. I mean, if you're doing no other supplement, take some vitamin D.
I want to go back to a story that you told about smoking. WebMD reported that a new analysis suggests that as of August 2022, nearly 123,000 cancer deaths, or almost 30% of all cancer deaths in the U.S. in 2019, were related to cigarette smoking. Mm. Are cigarettes really just inflammation sticks in disguise?
You know, there's so many toxins in those cigarettes. I guess they are inflammation, and there are processes, and it's affecting the lung, and then it goes back to the upper thoracic area, and then there's subluxation there. We know that when we take an x-ray of a smoker, we always see a T3 subluxation, and I'm going to say always because it's always. After 27 years of taking x-rays of patients and those who smoke who have an upper thoracic subluxation, I'm going to say that there's a direct correlation to that, and I think if you want me to pull, I got rid of all the old x-rays because they were just in a storage unit, but I mean, we can go back for years and years and years and see that that is what happens. Yes, I think that it is an inflammatory process because you're putting a toxin into the lung and it's having a response, an inflammatory response. Wow. And then it goes long standing. And then there's information that's coming from the upper thoracic to the lungs, and it's not getting the proper information because it's subluxated. And then these cells proliferate. And when they do that, that's called a tumor, and that's called cancer. And then, yeah, it's bad, 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 and bad.
You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. We'll be right back with Dr. Kersey right after these messages. You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. I'm Dave Stroh. Dr. Kersey, how do you listen to your body?
Wow, how do I listen to my body?
Yeah.
It doesn't scream at me.
It doesn't.
So I don't have a lot of screaming problems. I don't wake up and I don't have the get out of bed, put my feet on the floor and go, oh, I don't have that. I do have shoulder problems. Of course, that stemmed from an injury back in 1988. So I deal with that, but I'm doing better with my shoulder mm-hmm. every year, which is nice because I've never done surgery, which is great. I did do a stem cell shot in there many years ago.
Is that working?
It worked great until I fell off my deck and tried to catch myself.
Oh, there you go. Don't do that.
That didn't do so well, so I ripped some other things. But other than that, I get adjusted when I feel, like yesterday I said, Dr. Foley, I need my atlas adjusted because he was leaving and I just at least get my atlas adjusted and if not a full spine adjustment. But I did that yesterday because I was just dealing with a little bit more stress. Mm-hmm. And with my dad's having some issues right now, and so I was just dealing with some stress, and I said, I just need to get adjusted, just to get clear. So body doesn't scream at me in pain. I don't have a lot of problems that way. At 53 years old, I'm pretty fortunate, and I do have some inflammatory processes going on with I have some neck issues. I have no real disc degeneration, but I have a sparrow in the lower cervical because of the injury, and it did this tearing of the tissue. But I'm fortunate that way. So I listen to my body. I hit the scale every once in a while, like you were asking if my fighting weight. I hit it just to see where I'm at and what my body's doing, but I listen to it. I don't eat the foods that make me sick, and I know that I love pizza, I love spaghetti sauce, I love it. But if I eat red sauce right now, for some reason in my being right now, mm-hmm. red sauce kills me. So I stay away from red sauce. It's just that easy.
Are you ever inclined to just wait to see if you feel better?
Oh, no, I don't want to do that. I don't like, oh, this will go away. No, I get adjusted first, and then I do some other things, or I'll stretch, or I'll do, you know, I don't do a lot of stretching. I'll do stretching from the pull-up bar now. I'm just hanging all the time. Mm-hmm. It's great. I do my little exercises, but I'm not a wait and see. I wonder if this will ever get better. No, I want to try to do things. I get a little trigger finger, right? So I've been working on that for years, trying to figure out how to get that done. So we've been, I do different things, but, no, I don't, I'm not a wait and see. I'm a procrastinator on some things, but not on that.
If you thought that you needed medical care right away, would that care be chiropractic?
So medical care and chiropractic are two different things. And I would say if I needed some kind of health care, I would choose chiropractic first. Mm-hmm. And I would choose the more conservative approach. And then I would say if my arm is cut off, I'm going to go to the emergency room or something like that. But I'd assess first and really see what's going on before I did something like that.
Is there a time frame where the bones of our spine, after your decades of examination, can start to break down?
So that's degenerative disc disease, degenerative joint disease, facet arthrosis, disc bulges, disc herniations. I think that you can live a nice, healthy, normal life and have a healthy spine and keep it healthy with chiropractic care, right, Dave?
Yeah.
So I don't think that just because you get old, you have degeneration. I think you have injury, which leads to inflammation of the joint, which leads to arthritis of the joint, which leads to degenerative disc disease, which leads to degenerative joint disease, which is all the same thing. And then you have an unhealthy spine. But if you take care of it at a young age and keep it healthy, there's no reason that you can't have a healthy spine when you're older. I mean, it's just spinal hygiene is what we call it.
After my last neurosurgery, after they had opened me up and installed a bunch of machinery, yeah. The neurosurgeon said, you have the spine of an 85-year-old. Well, I'm not 85.
You're not 85.
That was 10 years ago. What do you think my prognosis is?
I think it's going to be the same. I think it's going to be whatever your spine is now. We're not going to get any worse,
okay.
But I mean, maybe a little bit better because we're getting more movement in your spine,
yes.
Which is really interesting, especially your neck. We're getting a lot of nice movement in your neck, which wasn't there in the beginning. We're not going to move where the plates are. We're not going to move, but we're going to go above the plates. We're going to go above the surgery, below the surgery. We're going to look at your pelvis. We're going to use the drop table that you were so scared of that is less invasive than an actual, right, a cavitation. So we're going to use those things, and we're going to get you to a healthier place. And I think that you have a better spine and better nervous system than you did before.
Yes. I think I'll go every time you say drop table.
Drop table.
When a patient talks to you about their symptoms, does that help or assist you in locating the root cause of their pain or discomfort?
So it's funny because there's so many symptoms that are similar, like with the inflammatory process of T6 that we were talking about with the stomach problems. I listen and I try to be aware because sometimes they'll throw something in that's not the same. Oh, ooh, wait a minute. That just changed my thinking.
Yeah.
So, but when you come to me and you say, oh, I got that pain between my shoulder blades. I got a little bit of shoulder pain and maybe my elbow hurts. My thumb is tingling. And I think, whiplash before. Now you have some C5, C6 disc degeneration. Now you have some inflammation of that C6 nerve going down in there, creating a trigger point between the shoulder blade coming into the shoulder. And I think, and I process, and then I want to go. And then after our examination and before the x-ray, I'm going to talk to you about what I think it is and how we are going to approach this. But yeah, I'll look at different things. Oh, I got this tingling in the front of my thigh. Okay, that's got to be more L4. And so I go to that and I think about it. And then we talk about it, and then we come up with a solution.
Let's go back to examining you. Do you need to step up your stress management at the age of 53? And if you don't, where will the negative results begin to show up and manifest themselves?
I think I'll just drop dead because I don't think I'm going to have a manifestation of a chronic illness. I think it's just going to be
just out.
Ooh, yeah. There he went. And I am working on that. And I'm going back to more reading of different things that are going to help me. And one day I'm going to start meditating. I'm going to start doing it. There's little meditation I listen to here and there, but I really need to calm that system by meditation. I'm reading a book that my aunt gave me right now, and he was a Buddhist and back in the day, and it's Living Buddha, Living Christ. And that's really interesting. And it's not really about organized religion, but it's taking both religions and seeing overall, but it's talking about overall mindfulness. And wow, if we could just be mindful all day long, that's pretty huge.
Hey, speaking of mood, does your mood matter to you? And if you are ever depressed or are angry, are you ever concerned as to the physical effects that these conditions might cause within you?
Absolutely. And that's why we have to think positively. We travel in a direction of our most predominant thought. So if we're thinking like that, try not to, right? And stop it. And there's a great Bob Newhart. Look up Bob Newhart and stop it. Look, Google that. It's hysterical. and that's what we try to do. We try to stop that thinking. And yes, patients will say, oh, you're always so happy. You're never depressed. You'll never know it. But there are times that I have to deal with certain issues, hopefully you'll never feel it as a patient, because that you don't want to put that on a patient. Why would I give that patient bad energy?
It's called transference.
I don't want to transfer my bad energy on you, so you'll never know it.
Are you ever afraid to mention something that's going on in your body because you just don't want to know?
No. I'm gonna tell Dr. Foley whether it's it's stomach problems or this or the other thing. No, I'm not. I think that I'm pretty aware of what's happening. I'm not afraid. Tell me what's going on. Doesn't mean I'll do what you do about it, but yeah.
You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. We'll be right back with the good doctor after this. You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. I'm Dave Shore. Dr. Kersey, what's an important life lesson that you want to instill in your children these days?
Oh, that's an interesting topic.
Yes.
I think that what we were talking about earlier is a big thing, choices, and try to make the right choices, and I think that's a big one.
You know, you talk about your dad. He's in the hospital this morning. What's the biggest lesson you learned from your father all these years?
You know, this is a guy who lived a life of...
And still does.
And still does. Plays baseball at 87 years old.
Wow.
He was digging a ditch back in June.
Dad.
And he's really done well. I mean, he's the guy to put bee pollen on his ice cream and put chlorophyll on his ice. I mean, he wasn't a chiropractor.
Who does that?
Yeah, who does that? I mean, but he's been in the health for so long. And to watch a guy who is in great shape and a vitalistic, I mean, just approach to life,
yes.
And just a happy guy. Sorry, we make fun of him a little bit because he does that. You
all know, dads are like
all
that.
All dads are like that. He's like the he's like George Costanza's dad. You know, on
Seinfeld.
Serenity now. So to watch him just not be able to get out of bed and not eat, and so I can't watch him from where I am. So it's a tough one. And so they went to the hospital yesterday, and it was like, what are they going to do, Mom? They're going to take test upon test upon test and guess upon guess. And we know what was going to happen when he got there, right? So they took him to the hospital, 911, and got him to the hospital because he just couldn't get out, he couldn't do anything anymore.
Right.
And I said, it sounds like an inflammatory process, right? An infection. It was something going on because he had an infection a long time ago that dropped him. And they said, they got him to the hospital. Yes, he has a bacterial infection, and we're going to treat him for that. And then we're going to do a test, and we're going to do a CAT scan. We're going to do an MRI, and we're going to do this. And my mom told me this morning that, you know, all the doctors, they're confused. They don't know. They have no idea what's going on. So, tough one, because what's really going on with a guy who really had nothing going on and, didn't smoke, didn't drink, didn't do all these things. And all of a sudden, now you're in the hospital at 87 years old, then thinking, why? He didn't wear out. I mean, he's in good shape.
Right.
So his vitals are good. His everything's good. So we're just going to hope for the best. And I'm going to probably get down there and see what's going on.
When will you intervene?
Whew. That's a tough one because I tried over the last couple of weeks and nobody wants to listen to you can't be a prophet in your own town. Well,
right.
Try in your own family. That doesn't work either, you know.
Hey, you know, when I go into your office, I see hieroglyphics. I see a font that dominates the walls of your office space. Why that particular font at Kersey Chiropractic?
The P22 Arts and Crafts font.
Is that what it is?
Yes, B.J. Palmer used that in his writings, in epigrams all over his college.
Is it Egyptian?
No, it's from the Roycroft Foundation, and they made it in the 20s or something like that. So
amazing.
It's not. It's just a different font, and they used that back at Palmer, so I used it. And it's funny. We had one lady, we went to Palmer to visit, and she came back, and she said, they use your font there. And I said, oh, they do. Yeah, I'm used to nurse. So, that's part of the chiropractic world. I just want to make sure I keep that chiropractic influence in my life.
Do you find it inspiring to look at that kind of font every day?
I get excited when I go to like there's a Frank Lloyd Wright community, and they have all that kind of writing is similar to that.
I know
and
that
so
writing.
That, yeah, that makes me happy. I think, ooh, look. So, yeah, I think the influence of that is fun. And some people, you got to change your font. I can't see your numbers. I'm like, great, no.
One last question. Is there a Dr. Kersey signature adjustment technique that's taken years to perfect?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the chair, when I adjust the neck in the chair, and that's the cervical adjustment in the chair,
yes.
I mean, that's my favorite thing in the world. We do a little shoulder blade, extra spinal adjustment, the shoulder blade adjustment that we do. We call it the Kersey Chiropractic Special. Dr. Foley and I developed that one. But maybe some other people are doing it. I don't know. But it's a great move. But when I sit in the chair and I adjust that cervical spine, that makes me happy.
I'm going to have it done today.
Yes.
Dr. Kersey, I want to thank you for sharing this hour with us. If you would like to live a life of better health, you can call Kersey Chiropractic at what number, Doc?
569-9355, 907-569-WELL.
Dr. Kersey is going to join us again next Tuesday at 8 a.m. for another Conversation Unlimited. I'm Dave Stroh. Have a good week.
Thanks.